I noticed lately that there are more and more towns that are moving from relying on local newspapers and such, and printing their own, I guess you could call them newspapers, newsletters, you know. But again, town after town, Cornwall has one, Norfolk has one. One of the newest ones to come on board in the last couple of weeks is the Sharon Sentinel. Which all of you in Sharon, you should by now have received your copy in the mail. And with us today to talk about the Sharon Sentinel is publisher John Brett and editor Carol Asher. Welcome to Robinhood Radio.
Thank you.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for
Yeah.
having
Okay,
us.
well, the first big question, we talked a little bit about this before we started the interview here. Who was the brain power that came up with this?
So, what happened was when this current board of selectmen, Casey Flanagan, Len Kircher, and myself came in 3 years ago, we decided to have these things called long range planning committee meetings. It wasn't an official board in town, but we got different groups of people that came forward, and we tasked them with different things about where the town should, needs to improve, where it needs to do something new, so on and so forth. One of the things that came out of it was that it would be nice, or it would be good for the community, if there was some sort of a newsletter, something that people could connect with over in, in the town, on a kind of friendlier, more local basis, all about Sharon kind of thing, to just kind of gain identity and see, one of the goals of this too was to draw people into possibly more of a civic responsibility. The town's always looking for volunteers, so we thought that doing this newspaper would just kind of give us more of a bond as a community. But anyway, I met with oh boy, I met with the Cornwall Chronicle people, Bob Myers, I think his name is, and he was really, really helpful. So my partner Jane Strong and I went over to Cornwall. We met with him. We found out how they run it. They have an editor every month, so on and so forth. So Casey put a thing in the newsletter saying, would anybody be interested in joining an effort towards the production of a town newspaper? And several people showed up almost immediately. Carol was one of them. And so all of a sudden there was a group of three or four people, and then that grew to six or seven. And basically what happened at that point for me was, I was, as a selectman, I was just trying to say, all right, good guys, good, be on your way, do this thing. And I couldn't help but stay involved because it's so much fun. And I gotta tell you, what an amazing group of people that came together over this. You got Carol Asher, just her name says it all, and Divya Summers and Roger Laurie, Stepford, Lori Lyle, Veronica Relea, a new resident in town, but a really gifted writer, Susan Hassler, who just is an organizational genius, and she's really helped the whole process. And Susan Bang, who has just been a force with keeping everybody in the loop, keeping everybody updated, arranging meetings, DDD, all this stuff, all the things that need to be done. Since I'm on this track, I'll say that very, very quickly, due in large part to the efforts of Susan Hassler, we attained 501c3 status very quickly. This is a self-funded organization. The town is not funding it or controlling it in any way. And so this is a group of people that are, acting independently to put out something that we believe will be about the community, for the community, and by the community. And so far, that's what it's been. It's been a remarkable process so far, and it's just getting more and more exciting. Because
So
there.
let me add just a little bit. Even though it's very exciting, and it is very exciting, we decided to start kind of carefully. And so the first year we're going to do four issues. Even though our far sight is aimed at being a monthly, there's a lot of organizational things that have to happen, a lot of process things that we're just still kind of working out. So right now there are four issues going to happen in the first year.
Now, do you guys have an office or anything at this point?
Well, we've been given a wonderful room in the Sharon Historical Society where we meet And we've also, I think, been given space in the Hotchkiss Library where we met once or twice.
Well, that's good. Yeah, nonprofits working together is always a good idea because we all support each other
Yes.
in many ways. We try and support by highlighting what's going on, bringing folks like you on, and then of course we, like you, have to go out there and look for money. When we're talking about that, and you talked about financing, what are your plans on how you're going to finance this exactly?
Well, the initial financing was by the Founders Group, and so that's where we got started. So we're on our way, but we are, we're going to be very active in looking for ways to fund ourselves. Some of the ways we're thinking about are to include in one of the mailings, possibly an envelope with a QR code, something where people could act very quickly to support it. Would be if you like this and you want to continue to do this, we'd really need your help and support. And that could be any amount of money. Not it, we're, we don't need a lot of money to run this. I figure right now we need about, I don't know, $15,000 a year, something in that neighborhood to do all this. But we could do it that way. The other way we're going to think about doing it is to sell ad space on a separate page as an insert, sell ad space to local businesses and people with interest in doing that. So that's another way we were thinking about doing it. So, and again, just kind of doing outreach for what we are and what we do. Maybe even at the end of every issue, say, here's a way you can support us. We need your support. Things like that. We'll be reminding people all the time, just like all the not-for-profits do around here, right? I mean, if you just open up your mailbox at this time of the year, there are three events coming up that you really, should go to.
Yeah, there's a lot of us fishing in the same pond, if you will.
Yes.
That's
I
true.
noticed that you have a lot of QR codes in this first edition, and so that I'm assuming is going to lead inevitably to a web operation.
Mean, we we all agreed that the physical mailing of the copies was the way to get this started and to the way to kind of identify with the Sharon Sentinel, something that sits on your coffee table, something that sits on the kitchen counter, something like that. But we also want to make it available virtually. So that is a goal. So, well, as you mentioned earlier, we had, or before you, we do have a website domain address, which we hopefully will open up in a very efficient, simple way. Most web addresses, most people go there either for directions or phone numbers or something, or addresses itself. But so that's our goal there, to kind of look at all the different opportunities that might come up to raise some money for this effort, because it's nice. It is a town-wide vehicle. It's really a great. It's I think I'm just very happy about all how this has all turned out.
Well, your first copy, I must say, covers a lot of topics, everything from what some of the library and other organizations are doing, things about the town beach, even some individual writings here, even on your front page, an interesting piece that was submitted called The Sound of Silence, having to do with the fire whistles. And that every now and then, that's a topic in all towns. I guess the old-fashioned way I grew up, the fire whistle was a part of life, and you loved it. But sometimes now people say, a little too noisy. So you got a little conversation started there on something like this. So I mean, it's really great when you do that to have some debate in the town as well. I'm hoping you're planning on having like an editorial page or taking letters from people or maybe taking on some tough topics.
Carol, what do you think of that?
I think I don't know that it needs to be an editorial page. I mean, may evolve in that. But what's interesting is that even this first issue generated people who wanted to write something in, like Lori Lyles on the Sound of Silence, or Merrill's on good walking habits, which is the rules of the road on the third page. Or the seventh page, on the seventh page. So there's a sort of natural way in which we're calling all through the newsletter for what's your thought on this? What's your thought on this? And it may evolve that in a particular issue draws conflicting opinions, but it may also be just that we have different voices coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
More conversations. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know if you guys recall, but a number of years ago, I want to say this was in the 1990s, last century. That sounds odd. They had a thing around the entire northwest corner called The Voice. And that was put out, and it was all done by people who contributed articles about issues, about opinions, and all. And that went on for a while and was quite successful. So that's kind of why I kind of hearken back to something like that that had been done. There's been periodically there seems to be this welling to do individual town things, and I have to ask this because I think it's kind of important. Do you feel like we don't have as much local news coverage as we used to have? I think over the years, I've watched to where papers have been eaten up by larger organizations and the stuff here in our towns, well, not so much. Do you think this is part of what's spawning a lot of the communities of developing their own newsletters is to bring more focus locally because it's not coming from the other organizations?
Well, I think it's interesting because we're saying that we're not competing with the Lakeville Journal, and I think that we're not. And yet, one of the articles that I had thought to write was certainly appeared in the Lakeville Journal this week. So there is a way in which it cross cuts, and I think we just there. The truth is that there's so much happening, and there's so much that people want to know about. And the Lakeville Journal can't possibly give that kind of attention to every single thing that happens in all of the towns.
So you see this more as a supplemental to what we have because,
Yes, yeah,
yeah,
I
because
do.
I would concur. It's hard to cover it all in one media organization. And years back, again in the last century, I'm just going to keep saying that, I guess, we had a lot more local news coverage and newspapers than we do today. So I just see this as kind of the circle is coming back around to where we're moving now to the local thing. This is for us here in our town. And I commend you for taking on this endeavor. When you said you expect to publish four times this year, so number one is in my hands. What are the next two potential dates?
Let me quickly mention about the one in your hand because, as we were discussing before, we don't have a virtual presence yet, but that's coming. But in the meantime, there are copies, I think, over at the library if you didn't get one, and also at Town Hall, there's a few. Yeah, Town Hall and the library. If you didn't get your copy, that's where they are. And there's actually, we're going to be putting more around. We'll put some at, like a man, we'll put some at the post office, that kind of thing. So we'll get those in the next couple of days. I just wanted to mention that.
And the future publications for this year? Any
Carol, you
idea
want to answer that?
time-wise?
So the next one will come out in September, and then the next one will be, I think, a Christmas issue or November issue. It's what we're saying is every 3 months.
Quarterly.
Yeah. Quarterly, yes.
Yeah. And then, based on the organic demand and the idea that maybe more people will step forward, we can expand this to perhaps bi-monthly and then perhaps maybe monthly somewhere down the road. But for right now, we're going to concentrate on quarterly, concentrate on becoming sustainable, and concentrating on engaging the community to join us or just enjoy it.
Yeah, it's not something, it takes people to run something like this, a number of people, frankly. Now, speaking of such, even though, people are being told in this newsletter what they can do to volunteer and all, I think it's worth repeating here in this interview so you have it in as many places as possible. How do people go about getting involved with this, contacting you, giving ideas?
Well, we have an email address that gets answered very quickly, and that's is that Sharon's? What do you have that offhand,
I was
Carol?
just looking for it to tell
Okay,
you. Keep talking and I'll find
I
it.
believe
All
it
right.
was Sharon Sentinel at SharonSentinel.org.
That's it. Thank
That's
you.
it. Thank you, Mike.
That's the one.
The truth is also, a lot of us have relationships with people in town,
Yeah.
and so it isn't that hard for somebody in Sharon to say, oh, to call one of us, to see us on the street or in the grocery store, and just say, I would like to write this.
Yeah.
How about if I wrote that?
So you have the email address for those that go. Is there a phone number that we could give for people to that wanted to contact who don't necessarily do email? Because there's
I
still a
don't
lot
think
of
there's.
people that don't do email, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
I don't think we have a phone number
We
yet,
don't
but
have a phone number
I
yet.
would just encourage everybody to talk to us personally when they see us.
What
All
we
right.
do have is a post office box.
Well, that's a good place. Yeah, PO Box 1041.
Correct. Yes,
All
thanks,
right.
Mike. Comments.
Anything left for us to talk about, folks?
No, not really, but thank you for your time this morning and
Yeah.
thanks for being a part of this.
Yeah, no,
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you
And if
guys
you want to write a story about Robin Hood Radio, we would be
for
delighted to consider it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for giving us your time. Again, for anybody who may not be aware from the front end of the show, we're talking to publisher John Brett and editor Carol Asher, who are the two top listed folks in the Sharon Sentinel, which is a brand new
Publication.
news publication. Thank you. I was kind of stumbling to find the exact word there. They call many different things, but
Good word.
a new publication here in Sharon. It's gone out through the mailbox. You can pick up copies of it like at the
And
library, the town hall.
if you see a little image on the left corner of the top, you'll know that it's the Sharon Sentinel. It's an image of the clock tower.
That's right. That's the thing that says Sharon more than anything else around here. That clock tower's been there for a long,
That's
long,
true.
long time. Again, you can also reach them by email at sharonsentinel@sharonsentinel.org. So I wasn't stumbling and repeating myself. It's sharonsentinel@sharonsentinel.org. More copies will be coming in the fall. Thank you guys so much for your time, and maybe
Thank
we'll get
you.
together again later to see how things are going.
Good.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.